So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life. The only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Positive Teen Talk Radio live with Sasha, sponsored by Positive Teen Magazine, a beauty, fashion, and entertainment magazine created by teens, written and produced by Debbie Johnson-Ordain. And now your Positive Teen Magazine's teen host, reporter, Sasha Marina.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Positive Teen Talk Radio. My name is Sasha Marina, reporter, writer, and advice columnist for Positive Teen Magazine, as well as your host for Live with Sasha. So tonight's show is sponsored by Positive Teen Magazine, It's a Damn Thing, Classic Cuts Barbershop, NLPGimages.com, Jazzy Designs Photography, Crown of Beauty Hair Salon, Creative Creations Accessories, and Kaizen Beauty Academy. My special guest star, professional makeup artist, CEO of Jessica Andrea Inc., Miss Jessica Andrea herself, reggae artist Sanuel, I'm going to leave it at that, and mini chef Michaela Renee. We'll be right back after these messages.
Advertise your business with Positive Teen Magazine, a Miami-based quarterly beauty, fashion, and entertainment magazine created by teens ages 13 and 19. Competitive and affordable rates. Full page, 125. Half page, 75. Call 786-271-7266. That's 786-271-7266. Advertise today, 786-271-7266.
Photographers, are you looking for a professional studio? Well, NLPG Images, 7520 Northeast 4th Court in Midtown Miami, has a spacious professional studio equipped with lighting, makeup booths, and much, much more. Special rate, $250 for 4 hours. Reserve your space today at bookingnlpg.biz. That's bookingnlpg.biz.
Get glam with It's a Glam Thing at itsaglamthing.com. Our sponsors include Bling Strands Hair Accessories, Skin Color Cosmetics and Skin Care, Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System, Abrioni Skin Care, Rada Pro Nail Stations, Jeju Skin Care, Hana, and Adovia Mineral Skin Care. It's a Glam Thing. Beauty and style from head to toe. itsaglamthing.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Positive Teen Talk Radio. You're on live with Sasha. My first guest tonight is specialized in the art of professional makeup and much more. Since the age of 4, she has had a passion for makeup and the fashion industry. Growing up in Miami, as a child, her aunt and grandmother have been her true inspiration. They were the ones who opened her eyes to the wonderful world of beauty. Please welcome Miss Jessica Andrea. Hello, Miss Andrea. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You do makeup since, well, you don't do makeup, but you've loved makeup since the age of 4. Tell me, at what age did you decide to actually make this your career?
I've been doing makeup and beauty for a very long time. I started really young, but I decided to take it really, really serious when I was in around 19 or 20, right fresh out of high school. That's when I decided to. I was doing it in high school, but that's when I really took it serious.
Okay. And you say that your aunts and your grandmother were your true inspiration. Were they makeup artists as well?
My grandmother, she's very artistic, and when I was growing up, she would teach me a lot of different things. Nothing has to do with the beauty. She's very artsy with a drawing and sewing, making clothes, things like that. And my aunt was the one that actually went to beauty school, so since we all lived together, I kind of grew up in that environment, and there was always something going on in the house, so I picked up on a lot of different techniques and skills as I was growing up.
That's cool. So what kind of cosmetology schools have you attended?
I attended LaBelle. Yes, I have. I attended LaBelle. That's where I got my license for skincare. I'm a full specialist. And I also took extensive courses at IDI, which is the International Derma Institute, and as well as a lot of other little makeup classes and workshops that I've done.
Okay, and your work is so unique, actually. Have you taken art classes?
No, I've never actually taken any art classes. I mean, I've taken a lot of makeup courses and skincare courses, but nothing artistic like that. That's something that came natural since I was little.
Okay, and, you know, have you done makeup for TV and video work or just Elite magazines?
Yeah, I've done some TV work, a lot of photo shoots and videos throughout the years.
Okay, and like I mentioned, you've done a various Elite magazines. Can you tell me which some of them were and, you know, how was that experience working with those magazines?
Some of the most recent ones, just off the top of my head, is a magazine called 305 Magazine. I've also worked with 954. These are very local magazines here. Let me see.
Yeah. I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't think of any off the top of my head, but those are some of the ones here in the Miami area, actually, in the Miami, Florida area.
And how do you feel, actually, you know, just your brand being out there like that? I mean, these are magazines, you know, you never know really who's looking at this. You know, and it's actually printed on paper, because on the other hand, when you're looking at a TV show, I mean, nobody knows who did that makeup. You know, but being in a magazine, I see it differently, especially for the artist. You know, it's, you know, Jessica Andrea did her makeup. That's pretty cool. I mean, how does that make you feel in a way?
Oh, I mean, I love what I do, and I have a very strong passion for it, and it makes me feel great to know that I can deliver and I can satisfy a customer or inspire someone else. This is the field that I chose to. It gives me great satisfaction at the end of it.
Cool. So you also do airbrush makeup. You are having a workshop, correct? That is May 1st, 2nd at 8 and 9th.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit more about this?
Yes, of course. I usually try to have makeup classes every 2 months or 3 months. They're really, really great. Each class is very different. The one that I'm doing now is I believe it's a 2-day class. It's a two-day extensive class for people, mostly big beginners, that want to start breaking into the airbrush. It could be anybody that's either a professional makeup artist that's starting to learn how to do workshop, or someone that's never done makeup at all. So it's really great just to start breaking into that field. And in the class, it's I teach you lots of techniques on how to properly be able to manage and use that airbrush makeup. And the client can also use to either do it to themselves or take it professionally, where they can branch out and start their own little makeup career.
Okay. And so let's get to the point here. You have a makeup line, correct? Jessica Andrea Inc. Can you tell me a little bit about that, about your makeup line itself?
Yeah, I started out this makeup line about last year, so it's very, very new, but it's very unique and it's very nice. The quality of products are really, really great, and I'm just trying to get it out there as much as possible to expose, being the fact that this is really the first year that I released this makeup line.
Okay. So do you have a website for your makeup line, and perhaps a Facebook page that the listeners can contact you in?
I do. If anybody really was interested in, they can just go to jessicaandreainc.com, and it's going to take them right into the site, and they're going to be able to see lots of pictures of all the different makeups that eyeshadows and glitters and lipsticks that I started putting out already, and they can order as well. They can either place an order right online, or they can personally contact me and I'll give you the number in a minute if they're interested. They can contact me and they can place the order, and we can ship the makeup right to them. Or if they're in the Miami area, it can be delivered to them as well.
All right. Okay, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, Ms. Andrea, I'd like to thank you very much for taking your time and being on my show. And, you know, I wish you continued success in your art. And I know that, you know, I will be hearing more about your makeup line pretty soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much. No problem. Thank you. And if you guys send me an address, I'll go ahead and I'll send you some makeup right to the radio station.
That's awesome. Thank you.
No problem.
You.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
All righty, everyone. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages.
Stanley from Jazzy Design Photography is your man for picture-perfect wedding albums, birthday parties, sweet 16s, portfolios, and all your special occasions. Call 305-748-5234 or email jazzbuff1210@aol.com today. That's 305-748-5234 or email jazzbuff1210@aol.com. Slideshows are also available.
Play the Clip Productions presents Fame to Famous Reality Talent Contest every Wednesday at the Latin Cafe, 5190 Coconut Creek Parkway, Pompano Beach, Florida. Showtime 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Party time 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. For more information, call 954-608-9904. That's 954-608-9904. Tonight is the grand finale, and the winner will be given $1,000. So don't miss it. Call 954-608-9904.
Classic Cuts Barbershop. Classic Cuts Barbershop. 1808 Northwest 183rd Street, Miami Gardens. Open 7 days a week at 7 a.m. Specializing in all types of styles for men, women, and boys. Haircuts, fading, eyebrow arches, design, hair coloring, and razor cuts. Call 305-405-6880. Call 305-405-6880. Classic Cuts.
I'm glad the week is over. I need to I love music, and every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move, it makes me want to have fun, but it's something about this joint right here, it makes me want to...
Bye.
Welcome back. You're listening to Positive Teen Talk Radio. You're on Live with Sasha. My next guest has a passion for cooking. She began as a very young child spending time in the kitchen with her parents and her Bahamian grandmother. While other children were watching Sesame Street and SpongeBob, she was watching the greats on the Cooking Channel. Her curiosity for creating fabulous dishes started at the tender age of 5, one day when her mother was very busy going about her daily task. On a whim, she decided to make breakfast for the entire family. To her family's amazement, they discovered that she had a gift for cooking. It's an honor to welcome mini chef Michaela Renee. Hello, Michaela. How are you?
I'm blessed.
How are you? Okay, good. That's good. Good to hear. I'm good. Thank you. Michaela, how old are you, if you don't mind
13.
Me asking? What was that?
I'm 13.
Okay. 13. Wow. Who was that inspired you to become a chef at such an early age? I mean, was it really your parents or was it all those great people on the TV?
actually, it was my mom who actually let me cook because when I was little, I used to watch her cook like chicken and rice and stuff like that. So I wonder if she could do it, I could do it too.
Okay. And how old were you again when you made when you first made breakfast for the entire family?
5.
Okay. Wow. So what exactly did you cook if you remember?
Yeah, I was cooking scrambled eggs for me and my family.
You know, at that age, my mom has what you know had a fit us just being in the kitchen so close to the stove. You know, so wow, that's pretty impressive. What type of fruit or dessert dishes do you make?
I make like cupcakes and cakes and like pies. Like I would like to make a banana corn muffin cake. I would like to try that out one day.
Okay, what's your favorite dish?
Tilapia with a hint of lemon.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I love a lot of lemon, my fish, and hot sauce.
Okay. You know, this is, wow. Okay, so can I hear, you know, what are one of your future goals, you know, that you have set on yourself?
I would like to one day own my own business to help kids to produce their own dreams like I did, to, like, cook and to express themselves and do crazy things in the kitchen, like make pies, get dirty a little bit. It's fun.
Okay, so maybe, like, a cooking school?
Yes. Cornell Blue School or another school in Georgia.
Okay. Where are you from?
Hollywood, Florida.
Okay. And are those your plans for college? You know, are you planning to go to a cooking school or maybe go out of the country and go to like an elite cooking chef school? I mean, who knows?
Maybe out of the country to explore the world and see new things. Maybe that one. Maybe so.
Maybe that.
Yeah.
Maybe France. Maybe you know something. Okay. You tell me a little bit about your YouTube show, In the Kitchen with Chef Michaela. How'd you come up with that? How long have you been doing that?
Not too long, but my sister and me just relaunched a new show. We're gonna put it down on May 1st and at 6 o'clock, I would like to do that one.
Okay. So you cook with your sister?
No, I cook for myself and she's watching me to do my thing.
She watches you and then eats your food?
No, she cannot do that. She cannot eat my food. It's for me only.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, because I was like, yeah, I can be that sister too. I mean, you know, just kidding. So, you would also like to launch your own children's play kitchen set. And where do you have any idea what you would call it?
Yes and no. I would like to call it Kids in the Kitchen by themselves, something like that. Like something with the kids, not like by yourself, like something where the kids have fun, like a microwave and a stove and like stuff like that, like with real food and like real commitment to do, but not like kind of real, but like different things to produce with them.
Yeah, like the little, you know, the little ovens that they used to have, you know, the little easy bake ovens.
Easy bake ovens, yeah.
Okay, so basically something around that ballpark. Okay, cool. So what do you advise teens your age, you know, who want to become the entrepreneurs like yourself?
Like, don't be scared. Like, just go out and do it. Nobody's perfect. When you just take one step and take more steps over and over, you will finally get easy and just do it to yourself. Just, like, fun. Don't be scared of anything in life. Not everything is perfect.
Okay, that's very inspirational, Michaela. You know, are you currently, you're in high school or middle school?
In middle, about to go to middle.
You're in okay, cool.
About to go to middle,
so,
now,
you know what?
I got 5 more weeks.
Oh my God, I have 1 more day. I feel so relieved. Okay, anywho, so yeah. You know what, you know, you're an entrepreneur, would you like to open a restaurant also in the future?
Yes, a bit, like not a restaurant, it's like a restaurant and like a bakery together combined to one. I'm trying to work that out, kind of, like that.
Okay, that's cool. All right, so you want a restaurant, bakery, you want a cooking school, you want to create, you know, a little kitchen sets for children, you know, if you want to do so many things, that's pretty awesome. So do you have a plan for yourself already?
Yes. I would like to own my own business, do my own things, go out in life and try new adventures and just go crazy.
Okay, go crazy on life. Okay. I was going to say that one word, but I'm going to keep it inside. do you have a website, Facebook, contact number, Twitter account, you know?
I have a phone number, and I'm trying to make myself a Twitter and a Facebook page for me and my fans.
Okay, you're working on that, you said?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, so... All right, then. So right now we're just going to have to just wait until – well, what's your YouTube channel? So people can start checking out your show once it comes out. What's your YouTube channel so people can, like, check out your show once it's up?
It's about kids making fun, friendly kids treats. They could do with their parents, and when they get a hand of it, they could, like, do by themselves it. Your parents watch them and just see that they could do by themselves.
Okay. All right. So I don't think you got my question on, Michaela. Do you have a YouTube channel?
Yeah.
No?
I don't know. I don't know what you mean by that. Like a channel on TV
No, a YouTube. You said you're coming out with a YouTube show?
Yeah.
All right, so where do you have a channel? Like, what's your YouTube page? Maybe I should say that.
Mini Chef Michaela Renee.
Okay. Okay, cool. All righty then, Michaela. You know what? I'd like to thank you very much for being on my show, you know, taking your time, and I wish you, you know, luck and success in your dreams, you know. So good
luck. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye.
Take care and keep cooking. All righty.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, everyone. We'll be right back after these messages.
Become a nail technician in just 4 months. Part-time evening classes Monday through Thursday, 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Available at Kaizen Beauty Academy, 8405 Pines Boulevard, Pembroke Pines, Florida. Call 954-433-4442. That's 954-433-4442.
Advertise your business with Positive Teen Magazine, a Miami-based quarterly beauty, fashion, and entertainment magazine created by teens ages 13 and 19. Competitive and affordable rates. Full page, $125. Half page, $75. Call 786-271-7266. That's 786-271-7266. Advertise today, 786-271-7266.
Classic Cuts Barbershop. Classic Cuts Barbershop. 1808 Northwest 183rd Street, Miami Gardens. Open 7 days a week at 7 a.m. Specializing in all types of styles for men, women, and boys. Haircuts, fading, eyebrow arching, design, hair coloring, and razor cuts. Call 305 305-
405-6880. Call 305-405-6880. Classic Cuts.
Back. You're listening to Positive Teen Talk Radio. You're on live with Sasha. My next guest is a reggae recording artist. Please join me in welcoming Fenwa. Hello, Fenwa. How are you?
I'm fine, yourself?
I'm good. So, darling, can you please pronounce your full name for us?
my full name is Fanuel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and
it's Fanuel.
And you're...
Yeah,
okay,
it's Fanuel
Benville. It's really pretty, actually.
Okay, I just didn't. I didn't want to say your whole name because I didn't want to make a fool of myself. But anywho, you know, how long have you been singing and recording?
Well, I've been singing around like 13 years now, for like 13 years.
Okay. 13 years, and where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Haiti.
Okay, and you've been singing since Haiti, or did you start your career once you got here?
Well, I mean, I started playing music back when I was growing up, you know, as a little boy in Haiti. I started playing guitar, taught myself how to play guitar, and, you know, and when I come to the United States, that's when I started singing.
Okay. And you, tell me a little bit about the song we just heard. I you know, I love the beat. It has a very nice move to it. When is this your latest single?
Yes, that's my. That's not new single. I just recorded and released that single. I had an album. I have an album. This is the album on Reverb Nation. It went very well. You know, right now I'm on the publication for it now on Reverb Nation.
Okay. And, all right. Can you repeat that? Where can we enter Reverb Nation, right? We just look for your name?
Yeah, Reverb Nation / Fanwell.
Okay. And do you write your own music?
Yes.
And who inspired you to become a singer?
Well, as a reggae, I would say, well, because when I start the first artist, the reggae artist I first listened to was Bob Marley and Gregory Isaac, Dennis Brown, and, you know, come to dancehall, Shabba Ranks, and this whole of them, you know. So I would say, like, those guys, yeah, is my influence is a part of, you know, me becoming a reggae today, you know.
Okay. Okay. And have you done any videos? Do you have any videos out right now?
Yes, I have a video called Why on YouTube.
Okay. So you tell me your music is in Reverb Nation. Is it also on iTunes?
Yes.
It is. Okay. And by Fanwell, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so tell me a little bit about, you know, more about your artistic life, where places that you have performed or how long have you been performing, stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I did a lot of shows around Florida and performed on state also. I did, like, 2 years back, I did the Bob Marley Festival. I did I did a lot of shows in the Little Haiti, you know.
Okay.
And, 2005, I did, I performed for my Madison Square Garden and the BB King Club and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know?
And what are some of your future goals? Do you have what do you plan on taking your music?
Well, I mean, right now, because I've just finished an album, and really I'm a signed artist, and right now I'm looking to promote the album and so if somebody could pick it up and, you know, put it to the top where it's supposed to be.
Okay. I can see that. So can you please give me perhaps your website or, you know, your Facebook page or a fan page or anything that people can go and check out your music besides Reverb Nation?
Yeah, Facebook, they could check me out on Fanwell / Jaden Senville. Which is Fanwell spell Phanuel / Jaden Senville. Senville spell ST/VIL.
Okay. All right. And
my
you know,
Go ahead. And I also have a Facebook. I think my Reverb Nation page is www.reverbnation.com.
All right, cool. You don't have a Twitter, do you?
No. Yeah, I do have a Twitter. It's under, my Twitter is under Jaden1975.
All right, cool. So, Jaden is, as I said, Jaden, Funwell, is there anything else that perhaps you'd like to tell your fans or the listeners?
Well, like I said, right now, on Mifford, I have a show in Fort Lauderdale that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You know, Mifford,
okay.
And it's going to be at this spot. And, you know, I will tell all my friends, and, you know, I really appreciate them for support me, you know, for me to become number two at Reverb Nation chart. And they will always, you know, look out to hear, like, good music from me because I'm working for them.
Nice, nice. So you said May 4th in Fort Lauderdale. Where at?
It's a spot called This Part. This Part in Fort Lauderdale. It's out between, let me see. The address is 2165 Northwest 19th Street, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33311.
Okay, cool. And May 4th is when that is, that's like May 4th. Is that Friday?
Yeah, that's a Friday night, and it's,
okay.
We have a lot more artists on it. It's about like 9 artists on the show, so it's going to be a nice
okay.
show.
Nice, and is it all reggae artists or different kind of genres?
No, all reggae artists.
All reggae, nice. Sounds good. Okay, so Funwell, I'd like to thank you for being on my show and for taking your time to speak to me. I wish you luck and success with your new album that you have out, and congratulations on being number two in Reverb Nation. You know, I'm pretty sure you deserve that. And, you know, just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you to give me the opportunity, you know, to be on your radio today, and, you know, really greatly appreciate that.
No, thank you. Thank you. And you take care, all right?
All right, you too.
Okay, everyone. So I'd like to thank you all for tuning into Positive Teen Talk. I hope you all enjoyed the show. I'd like to thank our sponsors one more time, Positive Teen Magazine, It's a Glam Thing, Classic Cuts Barbershop, NLPGImages.com, Jazzy Designs Photography, Crown of Beauty Hair Salon, Creative Creations Accessories, and Kaizen Beauty Academy. And a special thanks to our guest, which was Jessica Andrea from Jessica Andrea Inc., our reggae artist Funwell, and mini chef, 13-year-old Michaela Renee. If you guys would like to keep up with Positive Teen Talk, make sure you like our Facebook page, Positive Teen Talk. Remember to tune in every Wednesday from 4 to 5. If you'd like to contact me, you may do so via Twitter or Facebook. That is follower at Sasha Marina. I'd like to thank you guys one more time, and you all take care. Goodbye.
Big up all of the independent girls, them who want their own thing, who don't depend on no man. Hold up your hand high and wave them. Sing. Jamaican girls, put your hand in on the air. Asian girls, put your hand in on the air. American girls, put your hand in on the air. No girl can't take off the clothes you wear. Cuban girls, put your hand in on the air. Colombian girls, put your hand in on the air. Mongolian girls, put your hand in on the air. No girl can't take off the clothes you wear. Cause your shoes, your clothes, your past. You go a shopping on Brooklyn and grass. Independence of money in your back. Can no boy can't call you no trap. Hold up your hand and wave. American girl, put your hand in on the air. No girl can take off the clothes you wear. Cuban girl, put your hand in on the air. Colombian girl, put your hand in on the air. Mongolian girl, put your hand in on the air. No girl can take off the clothes you wear. See you in a Gucci, them can't take it off. See you in a Nike, them can't take it off. Louis Vuitton, them can't take it off. I chatted them, I chatted them, one star. Still, can't take it off. Them can't take. Girl, put your hand in the air. Asian girl, put your hand in the air. American girl, put your hand in the air.
put your hand in the air. American girl, put your hand in the air.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life, the only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.